changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
We're going to talk this morning about the original F word. And the F word is FAIR. It's not the one you're thinking. It's not the acronym for found using carnal knowledge, which is actually not true. A lot of people believe that's the origin of the F word we think of. It's become very popular, I noticed, for vegan restaurants to spell that word with a PH. I won't get into too much detail here, but to do that, and I found one in Dallas, and it was PH, the F word, yeah. Y-E, I'm vegan, and it was because it was Asian food. It was all Thai food, and man, was it good. All of a sudden, I'm hungry. The original F word is fair, and my buddy Puff used to always say that to me because I have a bad habit of saying, well, that's not fair. I grew up as the middle child of three boys, and I was always fighting for my share. I felt like I always mostly of attention, and I was always desperate for attention. My older brother was old enough to ask for and get what it was that he wanted. My younger brother was the cute little baby, and I felt like the irritant in between. And so my mom was always struggling to try and give the appearance of fairness. My mom and dad, when we were kids, didn't even make an attempt to put our presents under the Christmas tree. What they would do is they would put them in three piles in the hearth, in front of the hearth, and there would be these boxes, you know, or these gifts. There were times when my mom just didn't even wrap our gifts. My mom struggled with depression, et cetera. And so we would come out, and there would be these three piles, and my pile was always the middle pile. I was the middle child with the middle pile. And so I would look at my brother's piles and I would compare the size and I would compare if the toys were unwrapped, the quality of the toys or what it was to theirs. And I would feel this sense of fear. Fear is, I guess, the best word. It's probably a bit too strong of a word. Let's see if I can slice that thinner, which is something I'm working to do. So not fear so much as apprehension. I was apprehensive that one of my brothers would get more than me. I know that when I was a kid, my mom had this unique way of, my mom would cut, if somebody gave us a pie or something like that, my mom would cut pieces of pie for everybody at dinner. And then later on, if me or my brothers wanted a piece of pie, my mom always made sure that she had this rule. If there was two of us that wanted something and there was scarce amount, my mom would say, one of you cuts, the other one decides. Let me say that again. One of you cuts, the other one decides. What that means is if there's one big piece of pie left, my older brother or I, either one, did not matter, got to cut the pie in half, in what we considered to be half. But to motivate us to be fair, the other brother got to choose the slice. It's pretty smart. What it also instilled in me is that sense of fairness. Things have to be fair. You get yours, I get mine. People with borderline personality disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, struggle with fairness. They struggle with a feeling that things are okay, that everybody's getting their share and no more. That if I let a car in, that if you let one car in front of you, then I'm going to let one car in front of me. That if we get up, that if the plane lands, and this is one I've struggled with for years personally, when the plane lands, everybody stands up. Now we're all equally in a hurry and we're all wanting to get to where we're going. And so when we stand up, the fear that I have, or the fairness, is we all get off the plane one by one. The person in the first seat gets up and gets off, and the rest of their row, and then the rest of the rows. And yet there are sometimes people who push from the back and who figure they're going to cut in front of a dozen or so rows. And that sense of fairness goes off inside of me. Fairness is often more of an arbitrary word than we think, and it's also a lot less necessary. Last night, my daughter and son-in-law and I went to see the Christmas lights at Longview Lake, just outside of Kansas City. If you're near Kansas City, and I know some of you are, absolutely worth it. You need to go. It's beautiful. It goes on for acres. And we got there early. We got there before the park opened. The sun was setting. Could see the sun setting over the plains. And as we were sitting there, then finally it came to be 5:30 and the gate opened way up ahead, a mile or so ahead of us. And so the cars, because we were parked on the side of the road, and there was a mile of cars ahead of us waiting to get in. We were early. So we start snaking forward, and my son-in-law is a very cautious driver like I am, and he's left plenty of room between him and the car in front of him. And zipping up from the road on our left-hand side is a car that is not going to wait in this line that we have patiently waited in 40 minutes and is going to cut ahead of somebody. And my son-in-law just allows this person to go in. Now, you could tell it bugged him a little bit because it wasn't fair. Use that word. However, he said to himself in very short order, well, I feel sorry for that guy because he set up some pretty bad karma for himself. In other words, what I'm saying is my son-in-law got over the F word really, really quickly. That's not fair. When someone promises something to us and doesn't come through or whatever, we have this sense of fairness, which fairness has to do with justice. And justice comes from the idea of resolving an injustice. My friend Roger Dawson, the great speaker on negotiating, talks about how in our society there is this strong feeling of fairness. Things have to be fair. Because our society is built on being egalitarian and an egalitarian republic. Where people are supposed to be able to move forward based on merit. We know that is not true, but that's the idea anyway. And so where was I going with that? Fairness, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, our society. We have this feeling, and Roger Dawson tells the story of being in an airport. This was pre-cell phones, and he needed to make a phone call. And phones were a dime, I think he said at the time, or a quarter. And so all he had was a $5 bill. And he was desperate to make this phone call, or he needed somebody to come pick him up. And so he finally gave somebody $5 and in exchange for a quarter, just because he needed to make this phone call. Well, the person was so consumed with the concept of fairness, they wouldn't give him the quarter in exchange for the $5. They just would not do it. And then the person went around themselves trying to find change to get change to come back and give him back his $4.75. We are driven by this idea of fairness, and yet the truth of it is life is not fair. It's just not in any way, shape, or form. We want it to be fair, and it's not. And being able to not sit around and commiserate over something that is, which is life is not fair, is a mark of maturity. I think a lot of times about movies that I've really enjoyed, and I'm not going to think of a specific one in the second, but I can certainly tell you a story that you're going to relate to, and that is everything goes to hell. And all the characters are complaining, this isn't fair, or this isn't right. And one person stays calm and focuses on the facts as they are, rather than the fairness. And I just thought of an example when they first take Neo back into the Matrix, in the first movie, The Matrix. And the agents change the reality such that there is no longer an escape for them. And everybody panics. And Morpheus says, stay calm. And he addresses the issues as they are, rather than getting upset about the way they are not. When we get caught up in our sense of fairness, it's difficult for us to try and move forward because we say, well, we shouldn't be here. I often think of this idea of like a starting line, you know, and we're going to run. There's going to be a race. And all of a sudden, you discover that you're one pace, two paces, five paces, 10 paces back from everybody else when the race is about to begin. And it's very easy for us to sit there and go, well, this isn't fair. Whoa, stop the race, stop the race. But we don't get to do that. And the more we sit in, how dare this happen to me? And tying all this into negativity, which is what is missing rather than what is present. The more we do all of that, the less capable we are of addressing what simply is. I was proud of my son-in-law yesterday. I could tell he was irritated, but I could also see that he had lots of choices when this car cut in front of us, shaving off 40 minutes of wait time that we had invested in. He could have honked his horn. My first thought was, turn on your brights, man. Although that would have been, I wouldn't have done it, but I'm saying that's what we all have that ego that wants to jump up and go, this isn't fair and I'm going to make it fair. Instead, he just said, well, karma's got plans for this guy, or words to that effect. Really, there's not a whole lot we can do, and we can sit there and we can address the issue or we can fight over the unfairness. Take that in for a second. We can address the issue or we can fight over the unfairness. A good friend of mine was promised a new apartment with a better view. And the person who made the promise changed the apartment complex, changed management, and that person was moved. And then this other person got the apartment with the better view. And understandably, my friend is upset. However, she also realizes that the being upset is not moving her towards what it is she wants. And now she's working to figure out exactly what it is she wants and to present it in such a way to make sure that she gets it by being agreeable, by being nice, by moving forward, by not focusing on the past. And that's all we can do. We all have this sense of fairness. I'm telling you, for me, like I said, it's when the plane lands because we all equally want to get off to go to the bathroom, to see our family, our friends, to make a connection, to have a drink or a meal between flights. We all equally want to get off. And when people go dashing ahead of me, I can't change it by getting upset, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And so acceptance is preparing yourself, like my son-in-law did, by having something to say like, well, karma's got plans for them, and let it go. And just let it go. You may want to say the popular F word when things don't go your way, okay? And it has the same components as fire truck, just less letters. You may want to say that word, and that's fine. Just don't get caught up in, don't say it to other people, but you can say it internally. Just don't get caught up because life's not fair. One of the trainings in dialectical behavior therapy is actually worksheets and handouts and everything on the fact that life's not fair. What happened that upset you? This happened that upset me. And why? Because I think life should be fair. It's not. We can achieve, we can work, strive to get the life that we want, the fairness that we want. And when we demand it, we rarely get it. We have to find ways of making the other person want to give it to us. Best book everybody needs to read. This should be taught in kindergarten. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. We can get what it is we want, and we can move a little closer towards fairness. One of the things I've discovered is that when people are trying to like sneak ahead of you a little bit, you sense their energy. If there's a congregation of people waiting, they're milling together and ultimately going to come into a single file to get on a plane. I have found that if I put my energy towards this isn't fair, I've already let three people in front of me and I can tell this person's trying to cut in front of me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I will often stop now and say, go ahead. And then the person feels chagrin. They're no longer competing with me. I'm being a nice, fair person. And their sense of fairness kicks in, and they often say, oh, no, that's okay. You go ahead. So give this some thought today. Life's not fair, but it doesn't mean we can't stay peaceful and calm inside. That's ultimately up to us. And more importantly, it also means we can get what it is we seek and what we desire in life. Demanding and being a petulant child, not the way to go. I can tell you from having tried it thousands of times. You don't have to try it anymore. Will's already tried it. Being a demanding, petulant child gets you a lot less than being a nice, considerate, understanding, and gracious person. Hard to do, but it's the mark of maturity, and we can do it.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.